Well, the American Athletic Conference is on the cusp of expanding. Yahoo's Pete Thamel reports that the conference is looking to invite up to 6 schools to join it: Florida Atlantic, Charlotte, North Texas, UTSA, Rice, and University of Alabama, Birmingham. That would make the American a 14-team conference. It would really hurt Conference USA. It would show that realignment is continuing. More on this story in the days ahead. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, October 19th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody is doing well this morning. The NBA begins its 75th season tonight. 2 games, a TNT doubleheader. You have Brooklyn at Milwaukee at 7:30, Warriors at Lakers at 10 p.m. Meanwhile, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver gave his sneak peek into the upcoming season yesterday, saying the league hopes that this season will look a lot more normal. He said the league will have full arenas in every market for the first time in nearly 2 years. He also said one of the league's key areas of focus is on media and media distribution. Remember, he described the cable bundle as broken last week at the CAA World Congress of Sports, and yesterday he answered a question about Altitude's distribution problems in Denver with the Nuggets and expounded on that theme. He said coming up with an in-market solution is on top of the NBA's league agenda right now. So I can't stress enough, all leagues are looking closely at their direct-to-consumer digital offerings and looking to enhance that distribution. So you have to keep your eye on those digital rights. We have a lot of soccer news today, so let's get right into it. First, there was a lot of concern last week at the World Congress about the future of the NWSL, considering all the issues of sexual harassment and toxic work conditions facing that league. There was even concern whether the NWSL brand could continue to exist or would it have to be totally reinvented. You know, I'm sure that'll be a topic of conversation tomorrow at our Game Changers Conference in New York. Well, the NWSL's Board of Governors took a big step to try to right the ship a bit by naming Marla Messing as its interim CEO of the 10-team league. Now, Marla Messing is a longtime sports executive, very well respected. She was a senior league executive for Major League Soccer in the late 90s. She was a key official in 2 FIFA World Cups. She was most recently CEO of the USTA's Southern California District. SBJ named Marla Messing as part of our 2020 Champions class. She gives great stability and credibility to the league that's still reeling after former Commissioner Lisa Baird resigned on October 1st following all the reports of sexual harassment and misconduct throughout the league. Now, moving forward, the NWSL provided no timetable on when a new commissioner will be hired, but they are looking for a new commissioner. An executive search firm has not been selected yet to assist in that process, but bringing on Marla Messing as interim CEO is a smart move to provide, like I said, some stability to the NWSL. Staying with soccer, our John Aran had 2 big breaks on the soccer beat last night. First, Fox Sports is close to taking over the UEFA European Championship rights from ESPN. That's according to several sources cited by Aran. Sources expect a deal for U.S. rights to be announced within the next few weeks. Now remember, ESPN has held these rights since 2008. They built the Euros into a very marquee event. Remember the strong viewership number over the last summer when Britain lost in the finals? Well, ESPN has done a lot for the Euro Championship. Now that will likely go to Fox. Fox would have the rights through 2028. That would add some more soccer firepower to Fox's portfolio. Remember, Fox has the World Cup next year, the Women's World Cup in 2023, and other events. Now, the price that Fox will be paying for the package is not known. ESPN paid around $115 million for the package that included just the Euros 2020. And I'm sure that UEFA was looking to almost double that. So we'll see what the price will be. But CBS, ESPN, and NBC were involved in the negotiations at one point or another, according to Aran. But it looks like Fox Sports will take the UEFA European Championship rights from ESPN. Staying with soccer, look for bids for the Premier League next month. okay? That's the U.S. package. CBS, ESPN, and Fox are expected to join incumbent NBC in submitting formal bids for the Premier League's U.S. media rights. The NBC deal ends in May. The league has told interested companies to submit bids by November 8th. Now, the Premier League said that it will consider bids that split the rights between two media companies. That's a major change of how it's previously done business. Remember, the Premier League rights have been a very, very good thing for NBC. I can imagine other networks currently wanting in. NBC currently pays around $150 million per season. That's part of a six-year deal. It was signed in 2015, been very successful for NBC. And I would anticipate the upcoming fee to be much higher this time around, but a lot of interest in the Premier League rights. And all of these soccer negotiations come as Major League Soccer is actively in the market with its full slate of rights. They have a national package. They have their national rights, their local rights, their international rights. There are a lot of other rights put in this one package that they are actively in the marketplace trying to sell. So the bottom line is there's a lot of soccer inventory, very high profile soccer inventory on the market right now. And finally, on the soccer front, as we wait for Ted Lasso season 3, here's a tease. Look for the EPL club West Ham to be featured prominently next season. We have talked on the Buzzcast about how Apple paid the EPL a licensing fee to use its intellectual property. Well, the London Daily Mail reports that Apple reportedly paid West Ham more than $200,000 for the use of its club's IP, so branding and name. So expect to see West Ham featured heavily throughout season 3 against Ted Lasso's AFC Richmond club. So that'll be fun. Can't wait for season 3. And finally, we'll end with this, a pretty fascinating story in college sports. One of the most high-profile terminations over the vaccine mandate came yesterday as Washington State football coach Nick Rolovich was dismissed after not adhering to a statewide vaccination order that was established in August and had a deadline of Monday. Now, he was the state's highest paid employee, $3.2 million a year. He had remained unvaccinated up to the state's vaccination deadline, like I said, which was yesterday. Athletic director Pat Chung made the decision on Rolovich and four of his assistants who also lost their job. Now, Rolovich had requested a religious exemption, and while a committee was to review that request, the school moved on from him yesterday. So a pretty interesting story at Washington State. And I'll be in New York for Game Changers. That conference is tomorrow in New York. If you're going to go to our Game Changers conference, it's always a great day. Love to see you there. Ping me. Love to say hello. Have a cup of coffee. Also, I'll be in New York the rest of the week. Morning Buzzcast will be handled very ably by our managing editor, David Albright. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, October 19th. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great week. I'll speak to you again next week.